We are happy with your purchase of this CD because listening to this CD is investing in yourself. This CD is made specially to balance yourself or to learn how to deal with fear or the stress related to that fear. These are states of mind we can all recognize within ourselves to a larger or lesser extent. Grant yourself 2 or 3 weeks to work with this self-help program, like with the first CD in the series, The Dream. Many people will find it easier to fall asleep, and they have better nights of sleep. Therefore, the CD is also suitable when suffering from jet lag. It is known that people can react subconsciously to things that are not really there, but that may have been linked to a subconscious event. You may feel like eating ice cream when you are walking through a street where you know there used to be an ice cream parlor. Negative memories can also be recalled in this way. This CD provides you with a method that helps you to disconnect negative associations that may have inhibited you for years on a subconscious level by replacing it with a conscious anchor. It is important for you to know before you start with the exercises that you will always wake up when you want to. After waking up, take about 15 minutes to really go through your experiences. Yourself comfortable in a way that will bring relaxation, you can focus your attention on the physical senses that such a relaxation will give you. And while this process of relaxation is started, you can feel comfortable and stare away by choosing a point just above your eyes, a fixed point, any point, to bring all your consciousness to that point, to focus your attention, to study it in the tiniest detail. And you start staring at it, and so you work with all your thoughts towards it. And if there is still a wandering thought passing by, it will, the more you do this, become easier and easier to breathe it out on a deep breath. When there are thoughts, let them go through you while you breathe in and release them to the point that you are staring at as you breathe out. And you may be curious as to how the relaxation is expanding throughout your body every time you breathe out. It is possible that there are tears in your eyes, or that your eyes feel tired and make you want to blink. They may feel heavy, and somehow, the more you blink your eyes, the more they seem to wipe away the everyday cares, don't they? And are they blinking at the same time, or apart from each other? And are they doing that fast or slow? And how does that feel to you? And while you are sensing this, you will find that the sounds of the music and the sounds of my voice and the words make you more comfortable and prepare your eyes more and more to close. Some people feel that their eyes are so heavy that they are closing. Others have closed their eyes already. But your eyes may still be preparing to close themselves. And maybe you have thought that you want to close your eyes, and you can choose to close them. And if you sense that your eyes still don't close after a few moments, you can just decide to close them yourself. Because everything is a little different with your eyes closed, isn't it? And maybe you are then asking yourself, as you become increasingly comfortable, to experience everything just a little different with your eyes closed. And now, your eyes are closed. Everything is slightly different, isn't it? And you are becoming aware of your body and its movements inside. All insecurities and also all expectations you may have about this exercise, just release them every time you breathe out. And while you are doing this, you experience how such an agreeable flow of energy can be felt flowing through your entire body. Some people feel this as a warm, comfortable tingling. Others sense it more like a flow of light energy. For one person, it is there the first time. For another, perhaps a bit later. Just take it the way it comes. Just feel curious as to how you will experience this yourself. You can, if you haven't done that yet, call this feeling forward by closing your internal energy flow, by resting the tip of your tongue against the back of your front teeth of your upper jaw, and concentrate upon breathing out. And have you tried before how fast you can relax yourself by holding your thumb and forefinger really close together? Yes, with both hands at the same time. And then, when you focus on breathing, you can be aware of every movement doing that. What is it like to breathe out all tension? And then, to wait a second for the breathing that will follow. And if you want to move a little bit, it will help you become even more relaxed. And everything you permit to happen will help this process of relaxation. And while you are observing this breathing, you may find that some breaths are longer and others are shorter. Some are more superficial and others are deeper. Aren't they? This natural breathing changes from one moment to the other. Doesn't it feel comfortable for a moment in between breaths? This silence you can experience in between breaths. How does this silence feel? And can you allow yourself to let go of everything for a moment, so all your attention can come to yourself. By sensing this as a wave going to shore and back again to the ocean. And you can imagine that you are floating while you are enjoying breathing, rocking gently on the waves and letting everything else float, allowing yourself to let your breathing come in waves, waves coming and going again and again. And with every in-breath, you feel the warmth and energy flow, and as it flows through you, it washes back to shore. The last little bits of tension that were still in your body are being washed away, feeling the energy-filled air streaming through you as you breathe in. And everything you don't need anymore, you feel being relaxed and released as you breathe out. And you find that you can relax more and more. And you can now direct your focus to some muscles or groups of muscles in your body. And how will these muscles relax themselves? How can you sense that your muscles are relaxing themselves? One by one, one after another, or in small groups. And you can use all the sounds around you to relax more and more. The muscles in your feet and legs, so you can stop and stand still for a moment before you start taking other steps. The muscles in your arms and hands, all the way to your fingertips, so you can let go of everything for a while. And the muscles in your back, so you can leave everything behind for now. Then the muscles in your shoulders and neck, so you can let everything slide off while you are enjoying breathing out. Also, the smaller muscles in your face, your jaw, your mouth, and the smaller muscles around your eyes relax. And find how quickly you will sense that every breath, every sound, helps you to relax more, to relax deeper. And while you have brought yourself to this state of relaxation, you know that we can subconsciously, or in a dream, or even when we are awake, at home, or in nature, or wherever you are, you can continue the process of inner images. And you can also remember moments that you were daydreaming, or staring into space. So you can go on and on in this feeling that you are now in. So you can dissolve some feelings. And you can learn to listen really well to your inner voice. So communication will be better. And you will find yourself in a light, an average, or deep conscious sleep, or daydreaming, to find that level that will work best for you, to allow yourself dreaming off further. and further. And now you are getting more relaxed and comfortable. You can allow yourself to stand still for a moment. Some people consider time as something natural. We grow older with time, and we add up the years that will bring us to the 20th turn of the century, the 21st century. But did you ever realize that there have already been several changes from era to era since the Christian year counting? How many turns of centuries have passed since the Western era begun? The nil shows us the moment of the birth of Christ. Before that, there was the first year before Christ. And after that is the first year after Christ. The nil, therefore, has never existed. There is also no nil hour, no nil day, and so on. And a century counts 100 years, 10 centuries, 1,000. And the 11th century begins after the 10th century is finished. That is January the 1st, 1001. So, if you are thinking that the last day of December, 999, the clock at 12 midnight rings in the new century, you are more than 31,600,000 seconds short. And you may also imagine that in our time, the time moves towards you, or moves away from you. Moving so fast that time is coming towards you, or maybe moving away. And then the daylight savings time. Should the clock be sent backwards, or is it forward? And if someone is telling you all these things, we experience this as a sound that comes towards us, while the sun seems to shine all the time. Something or someone makes a noise and you hear it, and you listen. But if there was nobody there to hear the sound, has there been a sound at all? And what is lighter or heavier, the light or the sound? Does it matter? The important thing is that you learn from the message that's in it. And you even may not know how bright the light will shine. It seems the sun is shining lighter than it appears. For if there's nobody or anything that hears it, while you do listen carefully, there is some light shining through. For silence is what you don't hear when you are really carefully listening. Or can you hear the sound behind the silence? And how bright are things there, while you are almost dreaming away? For beyond silence, you'll find the very truth, the inner experience of dreaming away deeper and deeper. And do you care to be awakened, to move to a level of even more clearly aware, deep sleep? Such a dreamy rest, such a healthy, conscious sleep, dreaming. Because you can dream, you are not sleeping, even when you are deep and sound asleep. You also seem to sleep even though you are not sleeping. But you know that you can dream unaware while you sleep. And you may forget that dream when you are not sleeping. And sometimes when you are in a conscious sleep, You can move into an entirely different time. But you will be really surprised to discover how fast you will forget that you were able to go to sleep so very deeply and consciously, while your subconscious wants to dream. And while you are watching your inner experience that keeps you occupied, of which some are close to you and others are far away, you don't have to pay attention to thoughts that you don't need at this moment, and some of which are so far away that you may ask yourself if you can reach those places. So deep, deeper, and deeper. And now you can imagine, with all your conscious dream power, that you have arrived at the ocean shore, close to a wide open space in a forest. And you begin to experience how it affects you to enjoy this, the view of the trees in the forest, and that very particular scent, while you start perceiving the sounds of the forest in the background. And you experience how you feel, your feet moving on their own and are touching the ground. You know, there are people that savor every step they take. So how do you feel about that? Sense how you can experience the movement of your feet, time and again, while you are walking on the edge of the water. And sense how it feels to, from now on, stand with 2 feet on the ground. And then you can start to experience that no one can steer you off your path. And you are no longer being pushed around. But you're enjoying being in touch with the ground. And you have both feet firmly planted on the ground. So you can go wherever you want to. And do you realize that the things that seem to inhibit you in doing so, that you can just as well leave them behind? So you can step over everything that's in your way to personal growth. And then this beauty, the rim between land and water, that is right in front of you, and you feel the peaceful safety of the early dawn, the sunshine on your face and your body, and you feel purity in the early dawn of the new day, while the little waves are playing with your feet on the shoreline. Can you see the surface of the water? How clear is the water? Can you look all the way to the bottom? And while your eyes follow the shoreline, you will notice that several interesting things will wash onto the shore. Maybe you see something that you can use among all those things that washed ashore, to be able to use at those moments when you know you will need it most, to feel stable and self-assured, so you can fully stand behind the things that are important to you, and stand behind them so no one can lead you away from your goal. So you will not set yourself aside anymore, so you will not doubt yourself in doing what needs to be done at that moment. And every time you take a firm stand, you will experience a growing sense of fulfillment. And to be able to do your things that are really necessary, to let go of things that up to now always have inhibited you in feeling balanced. You may find inside yourself an intense desire to finally release those things that have been inhibiting your ability to cope with anything you need to cope with, and step over those things you need to step over, and to be able to do the things you want to do. Isn't life a wondrous way to learn more and more every day? How to let go. Every day, exercising yourself in parting, and in doing so, creating more space for what you really want. And why wouldn't you practice first with things that are holding you back from doing what you really want to do? And some people use a ritual. For this, you know, they build a raft out of all the wood that is around. And on top of the raft, you can stack, if you do so, everything you want to get rid of. And you know what it is you want to get rid of, don't you? So, if so, you can put all those things on the raft you've just built. And if you please, you can add to that all the garbage you see laying on the shore. And then see if you can find a pole to push the raft away from you. And you see those things floating away from you, far away from shore. And perhaps it's already far, far away. And to some people, this ritual is finished only when, with a bow and arrow, they shoot a burning arrow. A burning arrow that is as a torch is aimed at the raft, already far away. And if this idea suits you in this very case, you decide to use all your strength to pull out the bow, and you shoot the arrow to that far away point, so you can see all those things that you put on the raft go up into flames. And you allow yourself to enjoy the sight of the fire from this safe distance, to feel free. And maybe you feel like singing a song of joy, to enjoy the relief this will bring you. So your energy will flow freely again, as it should. And you can move on, happy with the things you really want to do. And while you are still enjoying the relief, having cleared the air, perhaps you are curious what will bring this flow of energy you enjoy, and sensing the new experiences on this sunny shoreline. And then you see a beautiful sailing vessel slowly approaching and anchoring close to the shore. Are you curious who is coming from the boat that is approaching you, from the ship, to hand you something? Just look what is handed to you. Is it an object that has a specific meaning to you? Or is it more like a thought, an advice or good counsel that allows you to know how to move on? Because you are now different than you were before, aren't you? you can just as well make an appointment with yourself that from now on, you are going to do pleasant things, things you like to do. Had you forgotten that you are a worthy, precious person, and that you are good, no matter what you have achieved? And that it is not true that you are only appreciated when you mold yourself into what the other person expects. Maybe sometimes you feel inhibited of being yourself. But as you experienced, you are different now than you were in the past. And you will find that all past things are going to influence you less and less. Because from now on, you can detach yourself from the things that influenced you. Can't you? That's why, from now on, you can make your own choices between all possibilities that cross your path. By envisioning that you fly above it as a dragonfly and hovering in the air above it, you can make the right choice, the one that fits your life and brings fulfillment. For you'll always remember wherever you are, or where you're going, what it is you want to accomplish. And every time you have achieved something, you will have more self-esteem. So you can self-assuredly start something new. Something new that will help you with your personal growth, and that will bring you more and more fulfillment. And magically, the boatman somehow can always point that out to you. When you want to resolve something within yourself, it will be enough to have an intense inner desire that will give you an inner understanding of what you need to do. And now, while you're enriched with new thoughts, new insights, you keep walking along the shoreline, and you come to a river that flows further into the forest. The clear water of the river flows quietly along its banks, on which beautiful trees and shrubs are growing. And when you look ahead a bit, do you see the small empty boat that is waiting on the shore? Curious, because of everything you have experienced so far, it attracts you as a magnet, and before you know it, you find yourself at the helm, to let yourself float on the river. You don't need the paddles at all. The only thing you have to do is to watch where you're going, and at times, just steer in the right direction. And while you enjoy the view and all the sounds you're hearing in this virgin forest, you find that the river gets a bit wider and is flowing more slowly towards a cavern. You are maneuvering skillfully along the walls as you float into the cavern. The sounds of the water against the boat you are sitting in, seems clearer in the cavern, just as you can hear all sounds more clearly, like the sound of a small waterfall that you are approaching. And now you can see the waterfall, and you can see how the water falls on a plateau first, and then reaches the river. The sound of this splashing of clear spring water makes you realize that you are thirsty, and you move your boat to the side to refresh yourself with this clear spring water, of which you can take as much as you need, can't you? And you find that it is a pleasant spring, with a wonderful falling water that makes you want to stand underneath it, don't you? And you can go stand underneath it to let everything that doesn't belong with you be washed away, to see all those things that you have carried with you way too long drift away. And also the deeper layers are being cleansed, so those things that were on a deeper level you feel being washed away as well. And take all the time you need to release everything and see them washed away. And what colors and shapes do you see being rinsed away from you? And when you find yourself being fully cleansed, your attention is pulled to a bright golden light that you see coming out of the cave. You warm yourself under this golden light. And while you are standing under this golden ray of bright light, you are able to see which colors of the spectrum the light contains. So you feel yourself being filled with all the light that is flowing around and through you, while the bright golden light is purifying the surroundings. You feel this delightful flow of energy moving along your spine and chest, and being filled with new energy, you are grateful to rest and to relax and to dream some more. And you feel protected by the creative force. And you are dreaming that the space is filled with different forms of energy. And you're welcomed by 12 friendly-looking people who, without speaking, invite you to come along with them. And you find that you are guided by the golden light that's surrounding you and that keeps moving with you. And the compassionate radiance of your guides embrace you and gives you a sense of happiness as you let them lead you to the entrance of a bright cavern. And as you enter the cave, you are guided to your new destination, where an even brighter light attracts you. And you find that apparently you were expected. And you and your 12 guides are invited to sit down in this brilliant light on a solid place that is covered with a soft, warm surface, and that allows you to immerse yourself even more in this immense, colorful flow of energy. So can you feel how you are lifted up by the presence of all this energy? Your inner power is activated, which enables you to sense how all facets of this energy have a healing effect on you. And it lets you get in touch with the essence of your being. And those facets are love, attention, warmth, compassion, gentle embrace. And without words, you understand that you are brought here in this purified space to get in touch with yourself, your very true self, your own creative expression. And with a count of three, you'll be able to cope with even more available choices. And you are feeling self-assured. And you have great self-esteem that you can get in touch with a creative, magical potential within yourself. And as I start counting now, one, you can rise above yourself. You can sense your true self. And two, you become more and more clear, more aware of your potential. And three, you are now in a state of being where you can access all your self-healing power, your inner strength. And you can get in touch with your inner world, where you are the writer, the director, and the leading player, as well as all the other roles and all the props. And you are continuously aware of your inner wisdom, your inner courage, your self-esteem. And you can accept that sometimes you have to let go of things, while you can still be steadfast with both feet anchored on the ground, while you feel safe and protected by those who are guiding you. And while you are even more in touch with yourself, you may wonder how to cope with all the images that will be presented to your inner world, and that you can accept how you see them, just the way they are, just manifesting themselves. And you can go along with the first thought that comes up. Every image, no matter how strange or unusual, will tell you something important. Let everything come to you the way it is, without attempting to change it. Let it be the way it is while you are in contact with it. And see how spacious it is out here. And everything that is there is enlightened with bright light, so you can see things as they are. Have you looked around you in all directions, up and down, ahead of you, and behind you, left and right? Wherever there is something interesting, move towards it and look at it curiously as you are now. You can stand still with it for a while, if you feel so, and take your time to observe the things, all things that are presented to you. How is it? Do you feel yourself being moved through the air? Or does it feel as quiet air? When you have observed everything around you, just slowly move to that spot that you're guided to. And you trust yourself that you are following the right path. And when your eyes are adjusted to the light, can you see where that light is shining? Which things, colors, or scents attract your attention? And when you look around you, you are able to see now what you have been looking for so long. So you can do that which is necessary, do what it takes to break through the emptiness, the silence, because behind the silence shines the bright truth, the light behind the silence. For deep inside you, you know how important it is to feel totally free and relieved, and how this insight changes you immediately. Expand your essence. Become who you can be. And you can assimilate this change in a way that you recognize it within you anytime you want. So how is it to observe this change within you? Does it feel as if you are a tree, that when you hug it, is giving you comfort? It allows you to fill yourself with compassion and comfort, and an embrace that makes you feel safer and safer. And how nice is it to experience this embrace and this exchange of energy? For at some level, you are one with nature. You belong together. Do you sense that? Can you imagine how you can be as a bird in a tree, flying from one tree to the other, and feeling more and more one with nature, merging with it, totally one? When you feel you need to come back here more often to experience being one with nature, really with all your senses, you can come back. Promise yourself to come back here. Perhaps, feeling at one, being balanced, you can find your way now to the entrance of the cavern to rest a little while. After all that you have experienced, after all you've changed within yourself, and going back to the entrance of the cavern, you can notice any effect of this change within you. Look down and up, behind you and ahead of you, as you slowly move towards the opening of the cavern where you entered. Keep looking around you. Observe everything carefully and keep walking until you are at the entrance. Just look around you. So, can you experience how you can integrate the change as you leave the cavern? And as you come outside, you are welcomed by a new start that's of unheard beauty and clarity. There are no words to describe its beauty. The temperature and the soft, warm breeze give you the feeling that you have arrived in a place that you've never been before. Yet it is very familiar. So you can feel how you are standing with both feet on the ground, and that nobody is able to push you around anymore. And you realize that after this experience, it would be great to relax a bit, not doing anything at all. Let go of everything for a moment. Be able to rest and to sleep and to dream. And while you're going on board, you will find a place where you can dream away. And you are sleeping as deep as you are able to at this moment, while you're feeling safe and secure. So you would like to awake yourself to get yourself into an even deeper, sleepy dream time, wouldn't you? A deeper and deeper sleep, to enjoy it more and more while you let yourself float. You are at home with yourself. Experience how you've been brought back naturally to the place where you started this comfortable, refreshing journey, that you will wake up from it with renewed energy. And whatever you are thinking, feeling, experiencing, or dreaming, you will be able to come to a point to totally wake up again. And you are going to do that yourself, and I will help you with it. Realize that you are here, and you are closely observing the border between the imaginary and waking awareness. While you are going to, at your own pace, count yourself back into the here and now by counting from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you are going to be fully awake again. And at the count of 3, you are opening your eyes. And you feel so happy and relieved that you are going to be totally, fully awake at the count of 5. Totally refreshed, with a clear head. And you will feel so happy, so comfortable and contented, filled with fresh new ideas, that you are looking forward to it. And now, I am going to count. The first count is 1. And that means that you are going to wake up refreshed, clear-headed, and awake. And 2, you wake up and you are refreshed. You can move again. You can observe everything, for you are waking up. And the more you move around, the more awake you become. For 3, you open your eyes and you can look at everything around you. And 4, you are awake and refreshed, clear-headed. You know where you are and what you're going to do, because you are now totally and fully awake. And 5, refreshed and fully awake, and more aware of your breathing. And now you're clear-headed and awake. Check if your tongue is still against the back of your front teeth, of your upper jaw, and if your thumbs and index fingers of both hands are still gently against one another. Or do it now to anchor this feeling inside of yourself, to center yourself, so you can recall this relaxed state every time you want to protect yourself, and every time you want to recall this clear-headed awareness. You may be curious how strong this anchor becomes as you practice this exercise more and more, and how you will be able to use this in your everyday life. And just before you release the anchor, allow yourself to receive this energy during this process of relaxation, so you can make up your mind to recall this anchor as soon as you feel even the slightest amount of tension within you. To feel yourself relax again as soon as you anchor yourself and recall the feelings that this inner journey has brought you. And as soon as you have established your anchor, this will relax and relieve you, clear the air, so you can think clearly again and do those things that need to be done at that moment. So now, allow yourself to use this moment to give yourself positive suggestions, to envision how you want to feel at a certain moment, in a certain context, where you are self-assured and full of self-esteem that helps you in a most beneficial way.